Welcome to WDOT, here's Nerd with World News.
Yes, with World News, an Iceland volcano erupts for the third time since December. Now, in the UK, we find out that King Charles III has cancer, and he is 73 years old, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to him. In California, a helicopter crashes and ends the life of 5 Marines. And over in Ukraine is worried about losing military aid from the United States. And Pakistan's stormy politics laid bare an election. Australia introduces workers' rights to disconnect from the job. In positive news, the 2026 World Cup will be held in MetLife, which is in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Gold, silver, and iron Olympic medals will hold pieces of the Eiffel Tower in it. The land of Ferrari and Lamborghini now has a new speed limit, which is 30 kilometers per hour. Now with the Z's, we have national news.
Good morning, I'm Aziz, and here are the top stories making headlines today. In Washington, D.C., tensions rise as lawmakers continue to grapple with the fallout from the recent cyber attack on critical infrastructure. The government remains on high alert as cybersecurity experts work tirelessly to mitigate the damage and identify the perpetrators behind this brazen act of digital sabotage. Meanwhile, on the economic front, Wall Street saw a turbulent day of trading, with stocks fluctuating and amid concerns over inflation and rising interest rates. Analysts are closely monitoring the situation, warning of potential ripple effects across not only the U.S. markets, but global markets. And in lighter news, a heartwarming story from Lincoln, Nebraska, where a community came together to support a local family in need, from fundraising efforts to acts of kindness. The outpouring of support serves as a reminder of the power of compassion and unity during challenging times. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories and much more, right here on WDOT. I'm Aziz, and I'm passing this to local news for Noah.
Recently in Weber Middle School, multiple swastikas were found drawn in the boys' bathrooms, prompting an emergency assembly to discuss it. Following the assembly, even more swastikas were discovered. The district is now conducting a full investigation, with janitors frequently checking the bathrooms. Superintendent Dr. Michael J. Hines has released a statement of zero tolerance, and they will continue to search until they find who did it. In other news, New York locals are done kicking the can down the road. In an attempt to clean the streets, hundreds of cans of whipped cream are being collected. After cleaning just 2 streets in the town of Canton, 150 discarded cans were found. On a few roads outside of Jamestown, 147 cans were also collected. Nobody knows the reason behind this epidemic of whipped cream cans, but the measures being taken to clear them out are no joke. Now with some news on business, here's Anna.
With the loss of around $184 million, Spirit Airlines CEO said that the domestic air travel market was starting to look up after a rough patch. An engine-related issue has prohibited some of their Airbus planes from flying, and a few JetBlue Airways were blocked as well. Airlines are currently fighting to appeal these decisions. Under Armour's holiday quarter sales have started to slow down, and the athletic apparel retailer has attempted to make the retail cost cheaper to make a greater profit. Income dropped 6% after a decline in wholesale orders, but now has posted about large improvements in its gross margins. Pre-market trading shares have increased by close to 6%. General Motors has made a new supplier deal with the intent to spend $19 billion throughout the next decade. This deal entails being supplied with limited materials used in the making of electric vehicle batteries from LG Chem. General Motors will be supplied with 500,000 tons of cathode materials from 2026 to 2035 by LG Chem. Now with sports is Gammons.
In the NFL draft, there's a huge debate over how the first pick should go. To start off the draft, the Bears have the number one pick via the Panthers from their trade last year. The Bears have 2 main choices, which are to keep Justin Fields and probably go on to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State University, or to trade away Justin Fields to a team without a quarterback and draft either Caleb Williams, Drake May, or Jaden Daniels, with Caleb Williams being the heavy favorite as the number one pick. But others think that he's going to fall in the draft as he only led a talented USC team to a mere 8-5 record. In other news, The Boston Red Sox are now going to be on the new Hard Knocks style show for the upcoming season. This will premiere in 2025. After struggling this past season, the Red Sox are looking for a bounce back year. But with a less than impressive free agency so far, it's not look good for them. But with unprecedented access to all the staff of the Red Sox and the players, it should make for a good show. Now Marvin with the Super Bowl preview.
Only one game remains in the 2023 and 2024 NFL season. San Francisco 49ers will face off against the reigning Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58. ESPN's NFL analysts were asked the MVP and Super Bowl winner of this year. Of the 64 experts who weighed in, the Chiefs were favored by 49 of them, while the 49ers claimed 15 votes, and Patrick Mahomes was the most favored with 38 votes to win the MVP. Usher is a confirmed halftime show performer for the Super Bowl this year. Usher tells fans that there may be one or two guests that showing up for the halftime show performance. Many fans speculate the following list of surprise performances by Lil Jon, Ludacris, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, and Alicia Keys. Everyone is excited for his performance, and the 45-year-old Usher is proud to celebrate his 30-year career in singing and Haley with entertainment.
In latest entertainment news, Disney has announced and released a short teaser for the new production of Moana 2, following the widely successful release of Moana, which hit theaters in November of 2016, grossing $682.6 million in the box office. In other news, the show Hazbin Hotel has now been viewed with controversy with the creator. The show is an adult cartoon/musical about sinners trying to find their way into heaven. The creator of the show has now been associated with taking the credit for somebody else's design of a character and branding it as their own. The show is gaining popularity, but now some people are questioning if the fame is worth it. A very popular singer, Toby Keith, has passed away at the age of 62 due to his cancer in the stomach, which he had announced back in 2022. The star was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame back in 2016 with big hits such as Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue and Bearded Horses. His music will remain in the hearts of his fans forever. And now with Offbeat, here's Elizabeth.
Taylor Swift or Beyonce? Voting open to name Minnesota snowplows. In Minnesota, every year thousands of people vote on the names of the road-clearing machines. Past winners include Plowy McPlowface and Darth Blader. Minnesota began naming its plows in 2020, and last year some winners included Fleetwood Mac, Cleopatra, and Euro Blizzard Harry. Don't eat fried toothpicks. TikTok trend sparks health warning. South Korea's food ministry has urged people not to eat green fried toothpicks after multiple TikTok users filmed videos of themselves eating them. The toothpicks are made from either sweet potato or cornstarch and cooked in oil. The toothpicks are seen as being an environmentally friendly option. An ingredient called sorbitol is used, which can cause many different symptoms if overconsumed. Man who climbed Las Vegas Sphere arrested, police say. A man who climbed to the top was arrested by police Wednesday. He was identified as 24-year-old Maison Deschamps, but police did not say what potential charges he could face. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill, head of the LVMPD, said the event was a publicity stunt. Maison Deschamps is a local rock climber who has pulled off similar events before in Las Vegas and around the U.S. Now with weather is Gavin.
Excellent weather in the dead of winter today in Port Washington. There is a high of 49 degrees and a low of 39 degrees with 2 mph winds and a 49% humidity. This is very unlike February, but I'm not going to complain too much. There's also no chance of rain today, as we are not expecting rain until Tuesday, as we should have a really nice weekend. Port Washington is going to get into the 50s this weekend, but next week there should be highs in the 30s and 40s. Great weather for the winter. A storm slammed California that brought record-setting rainfall and brought many mudslides as the storm moved closer. In Southern California, floods continued as 3 inches of rain are supposed to come today, as concerns rise. Ever since Sunday, Los Angeles has been hit with 6 months' worth of rain in the span of 3 days. This month now already has the 13th most rain out of every February that is recorded. A tornado warning has been issued in the cities of El Cajon, La Mesa, and Santee on Tuesday. Fortunately for the area, the intense rain is supposed to dwindle from the weekend as the storm is going to move into the desert. Thanks for listening to WDOT News.